not making it a woman.
Which I think my wife mentioned to me once. She saw me involved in childcare. She said she also makes a bracha over me that I was not made a woman. So anyway, let's have a look at the bracha. Hanashamois begoral chayehen, souls in the fate of their life, muchulakot hein lepa'alot ulenif'alot. They are divided into the active and those who are acted upon. Po'el and nif'al is what we'd call it. Right? Or in language of the Maharal, mashpia and mushpa. Okay. Those who engrave on life or within life in every aspect of it, and to those who are affected by that. This is the fundamental difference between the soul of the man and that of the woman. The man, hapoel, hachokek, hakovesh v'amadbir, who acts, who engraves, who conquers, who leads. Right? Uvenefesh, right? As the Gemara says that pruurvu, so a man is mechuyev in piri v'riv, not a woman, because it says, right, milu es haaretz v'kivshuha, kivshuha means conquer it, right? And darka shel isha, right, lichbosh, to conquer. So what that means on a bit of a deeper level, it's not just that men are more violent, which is possibly true, right? But what it means is that the mashpia, the one who puts their imprint upon the world in a very aggressive fashion, not necessarily negative aggressive, but puts the imprint on the world as the male, right? Bei nefesh ha'isha, hanir shemes, vanifeles, hanechkeches, vanechbeshes, vamisdaberes, which is affected, which is acted upon, which is engraved upon, conquered, and led. Banhagasa shalaish, by the man. Okay. This would not go down well at Barnard or Bryn Mawr, right? What he's saying is that there is the mashpia and the mushpa. The male is generally, like for instance, the male generally is the one who is leading. And the woman is generally the one who is following in this sense. We'll see what it means. Obviously, for example, as the Maharal points out, you have rain, which is mashpia. If there's no earth to be kolet, to absorb the rain, then the rain is completely and utterly useless. The rain falls on concrete, just going to create floods in the Mississippi, right? So it needs to fall on fertile soil. So obviously, when we're talking about the mashpi and the mushpa, the male and the female, this is not, God forbid, to say that the female is just like this passive thing that doesn't do anything, right? It's saying that in the way things work, there's two components. There is the initial creativity, the initial rain, so to speak, and then there is that which absorbs it and is affected by it, but also channels it and also actuates it. Okay, so biologically, for example, right? So the male is the one who the initial seed of creation, but it has to be, that has to be absorbed by the woman, by the egg. There has to be a maturation of it, a actualization of it. So we'll see. But the male part is the initial part. Okay, so av, father, is related to the word aviv, which is spring, right? The first blossomings of something. It's related also to ava, which is to desire. Lo ava Hashem Elokecha Hashem. Right. So shel hayot haneshama, and by the way, mother is aim, which is related to the word im or if, meaning the conditional. If the seed conforms to this, then this. If not, then not, so to speak. Okay. So, for example, you look at Avraham Avinu. So his hashpa was his outpouring of love and chesed and hashpa was very much unlimited and unformed. And it would have gone to Yishmael had not Sarah made it conditional, moved him away. Yitzchak, his hashpah would have gone to Esav had Rivka not been instrumental in moving it away from him. So that's the av, the impulse, the uncontrolled, the outpouring. But that's not to say that the one who is mushpa doesn't have an impact here, right? So and you see also with Rachel and Leah, right? They say ha'odlanu chelek v'nachalayim avoseinu, we have no further portion with our father. It's over with him, right? Yeah. Right, although here you see that what he needed to be told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a dream, which is, now's the time to leave Lavan, when he tells Rachel and Leah, what's their response? Ha'od lanu chelek, it's like, well, duh. It's like, ha'od lanu chelek v'nachla im avoseinu ha'lokanachar yos nechshavnu lo. It's obvious to them. So they had that understanding. So he says, kama osher. So therefore, I'm just saying that in terms of there is a mashpia mushpa, but the mashpia mushpa should not be understood that the mushpa is completely right passive. There's an involvement in the process. You need a mushpa. The mashpia without a mushpa cannot do anything. Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. If I had an inflatable psychologist and I was talking to him, it wouldn't do that much. Right. Right. Be cheaper. But you need someone to actually process the stuff. Right. So he says, "V'kama midot elyonot v'tovot." How great and elevated are these ideas? "Kama osher u'merchav yesh b'chelak hatov hazeh." How much joy, happiness, and goodness is there in this beautiful portion? "Shel hayos haneshama nishmas ish poel yotzer," that your soul can be that which is active, creative, mechadesh, making new things, "marchiv paalim behegyonim," widening the fields of actions and thoughts, "sheifos umasim," aspirations and actions, "al piatz miusa pnimius," "b'ma'arche kudushoso," through his independence, his inner independence, in all of his framework of holiness, "hanale menefesh ha'isha," which has that advantage over the soul of the woman, "hanashevet kechomer legabe tzura," which relative to tzura, which is creating the form, she is like the chomer, meaning that which is being formed. "Lu'umas nishmas ha'isha tzuratit," as opposed to the soul of the man, which is the forming one, "v'rabba hi ahoda hamuchuyevas ha'yotza neshama," so great is the gratitude that the person has to have, "nikolish v'ish," of every person, every man, "shalosani isha," that is not made me a woman. In other words, we are reveling and joyful in the fact that we have that capacity of the mashpia, the capacity of chidush, of creativity, of leadership, and so on and so forth, right? And I think we honestly appreciate that. That's what he's saying, to appreciate that fact. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make me a mushpa. And you see, the idea of saying it in that form, I think, also is to give us a responsibility, a sense of responsibility. Right? Well, I'm not nisha. It means I have to be a mashpia. So if I have to be honest, how am I doing that? How am I fulfilling my task as being, right? I guess to say that he made me a man would be implying that, yeah, I'm already doing it, but it's not really, right? He just made me as not the mushpa and into the mashpia, but I have to actually become that. I have to. So I guess it's expressing it in this way gives me a responsibility. In the same way as Shalosani Eved, Shalosani Agoy, also in both cases is giving me a responsibility, right? Okay, you did not make me, right? That you, but what, you know, you made me this. I have to actually work on becoming the greatest Jew and the greatest, and using my freedom, and of course using my kach hashpah and of creativity in an appropriate way. Yeah. Right. Look, the standard pshat, which I forgot how, I think it's in the Rishonim even, about the idea of a number of mitzvahs you're mechuyev in, right, doesn't seem to appear at all in Rav Kook here. Doesn't seem to address it. Yeah, he sees them as. I don't think so. I can't say for sure, but it doesn't. At least from what he says here, it certainly doesn't seem that way. Okay. Yeah.
That isn't like the physical sense. How are we supposed to understand that the man is the mashpia? Is the mashpia and the woman is the mashpia? Like,
leadership. The idea melech veloy malka. So the Rambam, right, says, and some Rishonim. Some of them farshim a medayek that leadership is a male role. I hate to get political, right? This is of course a major issue today, right? But meant to be a leader. So both within the family, within the community, within the country, right? And that's so we're supposed to do. We're supposed to try to aspire to some form of leadership, and also. Creativity to create a new path in some way. I should not be content with being a mushba, meaning I'm led along, right? I should be I should try to, in some sense, have some koach of chidush, whether it be in learning, whether it be in, I don't know, politics or in whatever area. That's part of the job. Description.
Those are like the built-in qualities, meaning not like prescriptive what men should do. Men should be much better.
Well,
they have the.
We have the ability to do so, but because we have the ability to do so, it's also prescriptive in the sense that we have to do that. That's we're supposed to use our qualities in an appropriate fashion to do what we have to do. Okay, so that's why in traditionally. It has always been that now have there been exceptions? Of course, there's been exceptions, right? But there's always exceptions, you know. I mean, there are generally most men have stronger upper body strength than most women. Obviously, I wouldn't like to test that with Ronda Rousey, right? So there could be exceptions here, right? So the idea is basically that's the male prototype, and the male prototype is not only a description of what the male is, but it's also an obligation of what the male has to do in life, and has to where the male has to go in life to seek that type of leadership. Again, this is a very traditional mode. This is not something which a lot of modern people would not be happy with, this type of idea. But this is, yeah. The cave to Soyvev Gever. I think he understands it as nature. I think he understands it as nature. I mean, the Mekubalim would the cave to Soyvev Gever is that Malchus, Midas HaMalchus, is Midas Nukva. It's the feminine. Okay, and the so in the times of Mashiach there'll be ascendancy of Midas HaMalchus. So it makes sense that towards times of Mashiach the Nukva, the feminine side, will become more powerful and ascendant. So from a Kabbalistic perspective, not surprising that there's a rise in feminism, etc., because they would probably say that comes along with the rise in Nukva and Malchus. Tentatively, you could say that. Yeah. Okay, that was not a support of
any institutions. Or...